critical thinking is the most important skill you can have when you're living in a world that seems to have lost its mind. Everyone out there is trying to tell you what to think. I want to teach you how to think. In every episode, I'm exposing the logical fallacies being used by advertisers, politicians, influencers, news outlets, social media memes, and maybe even your own best friend. Warning, listening to this podcast will cause you to see bad thinking everywhere. Welcome to the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast. Hey, what is up, thinkers? Kathy Gibbons here. Welcome back to another episode of the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast, where you get a little harder to fool every time you listen, and hopefully you also get a little smarter with each episode too. So if you're a new listener, I want to invite you to do two things. First of all, I'd invite you to go back and start listening to this podcast with episode one. And obviously you can choose to listen in any order you'd like, but it does kind of build on itself. It does build on earlier episodes as I go through the season, so it might give you a really good foundation if you start at the beginning. Secondly, I would like to invite you to take my free quiz. I have a quiz with 10 memes where you can see if you can name the fallacy in those 10 memes. It's free, of course, but if you want to check it out, just go to filterthroughbraincell.com/quiz and see how you do. Okay, I thought I would share a review that a listener recently left for the podcast. This one is by Sarah R. She says, "This podcast is so fun to listen to and so practical and helpful. I've been learning a lot, so thank you." So yay, Sarah, you're welcome. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for taking time to leave a review. Guys, I read all the reviews that folks leave, and it really means a lot to me. I love hearing how the podcast is helping you. So if you haven't yet, would you just mind taking a minute to leave a quick review wherever you're listening? All right, I want to say thank you to one of this show's sponsors, CTC Math. Have you ever wondered how your child is doing as they progress through their math journey? Well, with CTC Math, it's an online program and it adjusts to meet your child's growth. And they give you extensive reports to help you know exactly where your child is at. It's a very clear roadmap of their journey and it's all done for you. So it's a totally online program and it helps you keep track of your child's math success. Just check out ctcmath.com or click the link in the show notes. Okay, guys, let's dive into today's new fallacy, the appeal to definition fallacy. So the appeal to definition fallacy happens when someone appeals to a very specific or limited definition of a word as given in a dictionary and uses that definition in a problematic way to make their argument. Okay, so let's break this down. Here's a simple example of what this fallacy can sound like. You're sitting in a restaurant with your grandma, who's always cold. Grandma says, "Brr, it's freezing in here." To which your annoying know-it-all cousin replies, "Well, according to the dictionary, freezing means it's below 32 degrees, and it's not below 32 degrees in here, so it's clearly not freezing." Okay, so after you roll your eyes at his comment, you can see how he's committing the appeal to definition fallacy. He's using a strict definition that comes from the dictionary to apply to a situation where a word is being used to mean something a little different in everyday language. And he's using this definition to try to make a specific point. In this case, he's kind of just being a smart aleck. So now this fallacy can be a little bit of a tricky one. So those of you who are members of my Crazy Thinkers program, you know that one of the first steps to thinking well is to define your terms. If you've ever done formal debate, you'll know that one of the first things you have to do is to agree upon definitions of keywords. It is almost impossible to communicate with someone if you don't agree on the definition of the words that you're using. And all kinds of arguments will come from failing to do so or from using words improperly. So hear me when I tell you that simply defining your terms or looking up the meaning of a word in a dictionary is not a fallacy. It can, however, become a fallacy when someone finds a narrow, limited definition of a particular word in a dictionary that doesn't fully account for the broader way a word is commonly used in society or in conversation, and they form their argument based off of that. The problem with the thinking here is that they're not taking into account the way the usage of the word has changed or the way it's being used in culture. So another way to think about the appeal to definition fallacy is to think of the difference between a dictionary and an encyclopedia. So if you look up the definition of dog, let's just say, in the dictionary, you'll get a few sentences that give you a general idea of what a dog is. And are those all true? Yeah, sure, they're true. But if you look up dog in an in an encyclopedia, you will get pages and pages of information that go into way more details about dogs and what they're like, where they live, where they're from, what they do, the different breeds, et cetera, et cetera. Now, would it make sense for me to argue with you and say that we can't say that dogs have canine teeth because the dictionary doesn't say that they do? Well, no, of course, that's not a good argument. The fact is still true that dogs have canine teeth, even if the dictionary doesn't say it. Just because the definition in the dictionary only gives a limited description of the word dog doesn't mean that other things about dogs aren't also true. So you can see how an appeal to a definition is using something in just a narrow sense. Now, hear me well on this. Definitions matter, especially we are living in a day and age where people and different groups are trying to redefine key words to mean something completely different in order to suit their particular agenda. So here's another example of what could almost be a reverse to the appeal to definition. There has been a movement in our culture the past few years to redefine some very basic words, man and woman. Right, words that have been defined a very specific way since literally the beginning of the world, since God created man and woman, God created people and told us that's what they are. So rather than a woman being defined as an adult female human, there are certain groups who are saying, no, we can't actually define the word woman. It can mean whatever you want it to mean. You can define it based off of a feeling or off an idea. But the first, second, and third order effects of changing the definition of this word are huge, right? Huge, more than I can get into in this podcast episode. So I do believe there are instances where maintaining the integrity of a definition does matter. And someone trying to change it to suit an agenda is equivocating in trying to change it. So what do you think about that? So the question to ask yourself if you think you're facing an appeal to definition fallacy is this. Is that the only thing that word can mean? I'll say it again. Is that the only thing that word can mean? Okay, guys, that's it for today. Remember, when you learn how to think, you will no longer fall prey to those who are trying to tell you what they want you to think. And it all starts with asking one simple question. Is that really true? I would love to hear from you. Do you have questions about fallacies and cognitive biases? Are you now starting to see and hear them everywhere around you too? Well, send them in. They just might get featured on the podcast. You can email them to me at think@filteritthroughabraincell.com, or you can connect with me on Instagram at @filteritthroughabraincell. And if you want to be notified about when new episodes come out and all the things that we're doing, go to www.filteritthroughabraincell.com and sign up to receive email updates. I would love it if you would help us on our mission to teach society how to think well. Please subscribe, leave us a review, and share this podcast with people in your life.